This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Welcome to Starcade. Our two players have been warming up for today's exciting competition, and they'll be competing against each other for fantastic prizes by playing the world's newest and most exciting video arcade games. Hey, players, are you about ready? Have you been warming up enough? How about you? Are you ready to play? Let's go play Starcade! I'll tell you, do we have a match for you today? This is the match of all matches. We have on my right Delbert Bray. Hello, Delbert.
Hi, how are you?
How tall are you, Delbert?
6'4".
No kidding. And we want, you want to meet your opponent?
Yeah.
Look down here. We have Kevin Wan. Hi, Kevin. Look it up there. Look at who your opponent is. Say hello there, sir.
Hello.
All right, we have Kevin and Delbert. We're going to talk to you in just a little bit. Kevin, you're going to be a basketball player. Delbert, you're going to be a basketball player one day, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to play more. I played when I was in college.
Who would you like to play for, of any team right now?
New York Knicks.
And what salary would you demand?
Millions. Millions.
Just for throwing a ball into a little basket?
If they can get it, I can get it.
You're right. All right, and right here we have Kevin. Hello, Kevin. How tall are you?
4 feet.
Is that right? 4 feet. My goodness. Would you like to be a basketball player someday?
I don't know. I don't think I would be tall enough.
I think you're right. I understand, Kevin, that you collect comic books and Pac-Man cards.
Yes.
How many comic books have you got?
I don't know. I haven't counted it.
All right. How many Pac-Man cards have you got?
Whole collection.
Okay, good answers. I love your answers. We're going to see how well both you and Delbert play today on the Starcade game. And both of you players, believe it or not, have been matched up based on your playing ability, not on your height or anything like that. Right now, let's play Starcade. Shake hands, if you will, and take your place at the podium with Delbert and Kevin. We have before you 5 video games. Some you recognize, others will be brand new to you. You both will be playing 3 of the very same game, and the high score at the end of the 3 games gets to play the 4th game for a grand prize, and that happens to be your very own video arcade game. And here's Kevin to tell you what that prize is. Kevin?
It's Jungle Hunt, with lots of tree-swinging action to rescue the fair maiden from the savages. Jungle Hunt, furnished by Tato America.
Well, that's your grand prize, and good luck to both Delbert and to Kevin. And let's find out more about the 5 games on today's Starcade, and here's Kevin to tell us all about them.
Game number 1 is Cubert, a peculiar hopping happy creature. Game 2 is Pengo, an icy chase in the far north. Game 3, Robotron, a game of robots taking over. Game 4 is Super Zaxxon, a supersonic flight through space. And game 5 is Eyes, a maze game that can see.
Those are the 5 games on today's Starcade show. And let me tell you right now, Delbert and Kevin, one of those 5 games has a bonus prize attached to it. You call that game, and that prize is yours. You ready to play?
Yes.
Let's see who goes first. I have a question based on the video arcade game. And the first one to press the buzzer gets to pick the first game. Turbo is a driving game or a space game? Kevin.
A driving game.
You got it. That's what it is. Turbo is a driving game. Which one of those 5 games do you want to play, Kevin?
I'll take Pengo.
You're going to play Pengo. Why do you choose that game?
I can score a lot on it.
You can score a lot? Let's see how you can score on it. Right now, here's Kevin to tell us all about the Pengo game. Come with me over to the playing area.
It's Pengo the Penguin, and he swaggers his way through an ice block field, avoiding the snow bees, crumbling ice blocks in his way, and trying to line up the 3 diamond blocks in a row for big points. He can score extra points by freezing a bee against a wall, or crumbling the flashing blocks where the snow bee eggs are hatching. Or Pengo can stop a snow bee with an ice block. The whimsical Pengo, master of the ice.
Kevin, you chose Pengo, and we're going to play that game right now. You have 40 seconds on our clock to get as many points as you possibly can.
Okay.
Good luck to you, okay? Get yourself into playing position. And if you're all set, ready and begin.
Yeah.
How do you think you did?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, I'll tell you what you did. You have 640 points for your Pango game right here, all right? Let's see how well Delbert can do. You go on back to the podium. Come on down, Delbert. Come on down here. 640 points is what you have to beat to win the first game. So if you're all set to go, have you ever played this game before?
Nope.
Well, let's see.
One time.
Kevin's glad that you said that you've never played it before. Okay, into the position, if you will, please. You have 40 seconds on the time clock. Ready and begin. Chance at playing Pango, and I'll tell you what, you did a little bit better than Kevin did. You have 1,080 points. Kevin won 640, and that means you win the very first game in the first half of our competition here on Starrcade. We'll be back with more games, fun, and surprises with both Kevin and Delbert right after these words. The second half of round one of competition on today's Starrcade with Delbert and Kevin. And at the end of the first game, Kevin, you have 640 points, and Delbert, you have 1,080 points with a lead of 440 points. But the game's not over yet. We have another game in this round, and we're going to play with four more games remaining on our show today. And remember, one of those four still has a bonus prize attached to it. You call that right game, and that bonus prize is yours. I have a question for you based on a video arcade game. The first one to press the buzzer and answer correctly gets to pick the next game. Listen carefully. The video arcade game considered to be the game that really began the video game craze was A, Space Invaders, or B, Breakout. Delbert.
Space Invaders.
You got it. Space Invaders is right. And that means you get to pick one of the four remaining games on Starrcade. Which one will it be?
Eyes.
You're going to pick Eyes, and let me ask you why you picked Eyes.
Out of the five, that's my best one. I've liked that the best.
You played it many times before?
Yeah.
Well, you come on down. You're going to play it again. And here's Kevin to tell us all about the game called Eyes.
It's Eyes. They're watching you, and you're watching them traveling through the maze. Zap all the pulsating objects to add to your score while avoiding the ever-watchful enemy Eyes and the zaps they hurl at you. Get all the pulsating objects in one maze and move on to the next. Your score continues to build, adding 50 points for every second you stay in a maze. Eyes, they're watching you.
Well, here we go with our second game called Eyes, and so far you have a lead of about 440 points, Delbert, sir. You ready to play?
Yes, ready to play.
All right, and if you get the high score at the end of this game, you get to play the bonus round for some prizes. So if you're all set, good luck to you. You're going to be playing Eyes, 40 seconds on our time clock. Ready and begin.
Pretty good, but the kid's tough. I think you might
you
come back.
I'll tell you what you got. You got 17,390 points on Eyes. Not too bad. You go on back to the podium. Kevin, come on up here. 17,000 points, or give or take a few. What do you think? Can you beat that?
Maybe.
Have you gotten higher than that score before?
Yes.
Well, you know, this is for the bonus game. You can win some prizes if you beat him. And he's already got a lead of about 440 points. So good luck to you, Kevin. Get your position, please. We're going to play Eyes. And if you're all set, we're going to give you 40 seconds on our time clock. Ready and begin. is up, and let me see. Let me take a look at you. Kevin, let me see. Are you smiling? Huh? Mm. Why not?
I didn't beat it.
You didn't beat it. You know what you got? You got 15,290 points on that. You almost got them, though, right? So come on back to the podium, and let's total up the scores and see who gets to play our very first bonus round on this round of competition.
Okay.
And look, you're giving in already. And at the end of the first round of competition, let's look at our scores. Kevin, you have 15,930 points and a disappointing look on your face. And Delbert, you have 18,470 points, and that means the winner is Delbert. And Delbert, that also means you get to come on down here and play the bonus game with me right now. So if you will, come on down. And behind us are four TV screens, and we're going to show you four video arcade games on these screens, and it's up to you to identify them correctly. And if you do, we've got some great prizes for you, and here is Kevin to tell you what those prizes are. Kevin?
Delbert, if you get three correct answers, you'll win the Casio VL Tone. The whole band is right in your hand with the Casio VL Tone. Five different instruments, 10 rhythms from rock to rumba, and a calculator, too. The VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And for four correct answers, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco.
Delbert, those are the prizes. I'm sure you'd like to win them, right?
Yes. Yes. Very
Which good. One do you want?
ColecoVision.
You want it? Well, you can get it if you're good at the game. Turn around, if you will, please. We're going to show you one monitor at a time, and I'm going to give you two answers, and one of them is right, of course. You pick the right ones, and you are a winner. Let's look at number one screen. Delbert, is this Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Jr.?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Correct. Number two, is this Tempest or Reactor?
Tempest.
Yes. Number three, is this Space Dungeon or Starburst?
Starburst.
No, I'm sorry. That's Space Dungeon. You can still win a prize if you get this one right. Number four, is this Quix or Spiral Spin?
Quix.
Yep, you got it. You got yourself three out of four right. You have won yourself a prize, and we'll be back to play more with Delbert and Kevin on Starcade right after these messages. The second round of competition on Starcade. We have Kevin and Delbert with us, and Delbert, you did well in the first round. You won yourself a prize. And Kevin, how are you doing up there?
Fine.
All right, we have three games remaining in the program, and we have, as you can see, that have not been played, we have Q-Bert, Robotron, and Super Zaxxon. And let me tell you that one of those games has a bonus prize attached to it. So you might win that bonus prize if you get the right one. So if you're all set to play, one game this round, 30 seconds on the clock. First of all, here is a question. The first one to press the buzzer, answer correctly, gets to pick the next game. The things to avoid in the game Centipede are A, spiders. Yes.
Spiders.
Kevin, you got it. Spiders is right. And that means you get to pick one of the three remaining games. Which one will it be, Kevin?
Robotron.
And you know what that sound means? You won the bonus prize. And here's Kevin Sr. to tell you what the prize is. Kevin?
Okay, Kevin, you've got a gift certificate for a pair of Wrangler jeans and a Wrangler denim jacket. Comfortable clothes for tough customers by Wrangler.
Why did you pick Robotron?
I know I can score more, so I can beat him.
You think you can score more and beat Delbert over there?
Yeah, because it scores more.
Well, you come on down with me, and here's Kevin to tell you how to play Robotron.
And it's Robotron, and the year is 2084. Man has created super robots, and you are the only thing that stands between them and the last family on Earth. Save your fellow Earthlings from the hordes of Robotrons by putting yourself in front of them, making points as you do so. Fire on the Robotrons for more points. As you fight to save all humanity, avoid the glowing electrodes hurled in your path. You are the last hope of the world. Only you can save Mommy, Daddy, and Mikey. The future is in your hands when you play Robotron.
And Kevin, you picked Robotron. You got 30 seconds on the clock to get a lot of points. Can you do it?
Yes.
How many do you think you can get?
I'm not sure.
Well, we'll let you know in 30 seconds, okay? You turn around, get yourself into position, if you will. Here's Kevin Wong, 30 seconds for the Robotron game. Ready and begin. I'll tell you what you did. You have 7,825 points. Are you happy with that?
No.
Oh, no. You could have done better?
Yes.
Well, maybe we'll see. That might win you the game. We never know. Come on down here, Delbert. Kevin's not happy with that score. Do you think you can beat it?
I don't know. It's going to be a tough score to beat, but I might be able to beat it.
Delbert, if you're all set, get yourself into position. You have 30 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin. Seem pretty happy.
I don't know. How do I do?
Well, we'll let you know. Let's go on back to the podium and we'll find out. We'll total up the scores and see who gets to play the next bonus round here on Starcade. And let's check the scores at the end of the second round of competition. And Delbert, you have 3,800 points so far on this game. And Kevin, you have 7,825. And that means you win this round. It also means you get to come on down here and play the bonus round with me. All right, you come on down if you will. You all excited? I bet you are. I've never seen such excitement in a player before on our program. Here's where you can win yourself a prize. And behind us are four TV screens, and we're going to show you four video arcade games. And all you have to do is identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. And here's Kevin to tell us what they are. Kevin,
you'll win for three correct answers the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score. The arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer for education, home finance, and entertainment. It's not just for playing. It's also for learning, a home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
I feel so awkward standing next to you right here. Do you mind if I bend down?
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I have your permission. Let's turn around right now and take a look at our four TV screens. I'm going to show you one at a time and give you two possible answers. One of them is correct. Of course, you pick the right ones and you win those prizes. Ready with number one. Kevin, is this Gorf or Space G's?
Gorf.
Yes. Number two, is this Crazed or Berserk?
Berserk.
You got it. Number three, is this Domino Man or Crash... Wait a minute now. Domino Man or Crashing Dominoes?
Domino Man.
Yes. And for the big prize, number four, is this Centipede or Millipede?
Centipede.
You got them. All four of them. And Kevin, you are way ahead of me, and you've won yourself a home computer game. And we're going to be back and total up the scores to see who wins the grand prize, the very own Jungle Hunt video arcade game, after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. Time to add up our scores to see who our big winner is and gets to play for the very own video arcade game. Delbert, looks like you have yourself 22,270 points, and Kevin, 23,755, and that makes Kevin Wong our winner. However, Delbert, you go home with a Casio VL Tone. Does that sound good?
Real good.
All right, stay where you are, please. Kevin, good luck to you. We have two games remaining in our program today, and we have Q-Bert and Super Zaxxon. Now, listen carefully. If you choose the Q-Bert game, you must score more than 650 points, and if you choose Super Zaxxon, you must score more than 2,076 points. Now, those are the average scores based on 20 people playing those same games for a 30-second time period. Which one will it be?
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert, come on down, and we're going to play Q-Bert, and here's Kevin to tell us how it's played. Kevin?
It's Q-Bert, a nosy fellow that hops about changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrongway. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
All right, Kevin, you chose Q-Bert to play, and if you beat more than 650 points, the Jungle Hunt video arcade game is all yours. You're not nervous, are you?
No.
I can bet you're not. All right, turn around. 30 seconds on the clock. If you're all set, good luck to you, Kevin. Ready and begin.
Huh?
Kevin.
What
happened? You, no. You needed 650 points, and you got 575. You didn't quite do it, but I'll tell you what, you've been a great contestant.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.